Is it family? Is it money? Or is it timing? What's holding you back from investing?
Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert, Gary Wong, as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.
My name is Gary Wong from GaryWongRealty.com, author of the book on Vancouver real estate. We've been shooting a bunch of videos with Peter Leung, global investor, great friend of mine, business partner as well, about wealth and money. Last video, we were talking about 2018 Vancouver real estate predictions. If you didn't see that, check it out over here. And the conversation we started speaking off screen about what holds people back from investing in real estate. So I come across investors all the time who just, they call themselves investors, but they're not pulling the trigger.
Well, heck, I mean, you can't get rich sitting on money, right?
Yeah.
You know, if you're not investing, you're never gonna be rich. But here's the bottom line. Most people get that fear. It's all about that fear. They're afraid of pulling that trigger.
So you think it's fear?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Right?
What else? But they say, oh, no, it's my spouse. And
bullshit.
Okay. What about, like, no, like, it's money. Like, oh, I just don't have the savings.
Sure. But you'll never have the savings, right? That's not going to change anything.
Yeah.
Right? It's not going to, money does not grow on trees.
Yeah.
Right? At the end of the day, you have to identify, you have to get over your fear, right? You have to understand you're not going to get rich by not investing.
Okay.
Whatever the asset class is, the only reason why you're scared is because you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah.
Right? And then people don't do anything.
And plus, they don't want to do the homework to actually study.
Yeah, they're lazy. Class.
Yeah, call a spade a spade.
Right? How many people do you know that want to be wealthy but don't do anything? Right? They
I
do
know
their
a
9
lot.
To 5, and yeah. You know, they go watch a movie, right? They spend their time. And yes, arguably, you want that lifestyle. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. The reason why we go out there and make money is because we want options for our family, right? We want those opportunities, so we choose what we want to do. However, you can't start off that way. You have to put in the work. And most people, they don't know what they're doing because they haven't actually done any research. They have not looked. They haven't done their homework.
And why? Why don't they put in that work? What's holding them back?
They don't think it's achievable, right? But I'm here to say it is absolutely achievable.
So it's a limiting belief.
It's a limiting belief. Absolutely.
Okay, so how do you... So somebody watching is like, you're right, Peter. I do have a limiting belief. What can I do about it?
Well, aside from the research, we talked about that, is, you know, stop listening to the people around you
that are broke,
right? I've always said this, right? Don't listen to people more broke than you are, because that doesn't work, right?
Yeah,
if you listen to those people, you're just gonna get more broke,
yeah,
right? That's all there is. Talk to the people who have real estate.
But what if they say, oh, but my friends are broke?
Great, they're friends, right?
Okay.
But if they're not rich, don't talk to them about what they're not good at, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You don't go ask a plumber how to fix your teeth.
Yeah.
So why the heck are you asking them about investing if they know nothing about it?
Okay.
You have to talk to people who understand, who are millionaires. I'm not saying it's just the millionaires. It's not about the money. It's about their knowledge. It's about their instinct. It's about the fact, why does serial entrepreneurs have more likely chance of succeeding? Why are people who are more likely to succeed in restaurants? Because they have other restaurants. They have that experience. Talk to investors, talk to, you know, join your meetup groups, join whatever opportunity is to talk and network with the right people.
So I hear what they're saying. They're like, well, Peter, it's great. You know all the investors, you know all the wealthy people, but I don't. All my friends are broke. And then they have this victim mentality, like, oh, life is like crapping on me and I'm stuck in this box. And then they whine about it. And like, I know what they're talking about because I was once there. I was in that stage at one point. So I know how I got out of it.
How'd you get out of it?
I found a mentor. I got married and I started to be responsible for once. And I started
for once.
To, yeah. Like before marriage, I was like, oh, games all day and, you know, just like a lazy couch potato. Right?
So, and she kicked you off your chair.
No. Just something switched. I'm like, well, I don't want my wife to be like hustling, working, and raising kids, and doing everything. Well, I gotta grow up. So that's what helped me, plus a mentor, plus people around me who kicked my butt, right? So what do you say to those people, like, who don't have that maybe? Maybe they don't have a mentor. Maybe they don't have people around them to kick their butt. Maybe they're still living at home and they're like 45 years old. Or what do you say?
Are you funding the people living at home at
45? No, I'm just making up some scenarios. Like, what do you...
You have to understand, you know, you're not going to get wealthy by sitting at home, right?
Okay, yep.
Unless you're actually studying stocks, unless you're studying the market, it's not going to make you wealthy.
Yeah.
So get out there in terms of meetups, right? Get out there in terms of speaking with your mortgage brokers. Be prepared. Because if the opportunities come, you have to grab it right away, right? Things don't wait.
And then they say, well, we can wait, or at that stage where it's really busy, we just have new kids and we have young children and I just started a new job. And they'll come up with like a plethora of reasons why not to take action. What do you say to that?
I'd say make sure, this is where mentorship really comes in. Yeah. You know, I know that you have a mentor, I have my mentors. You know, I learn from the people much faster than me. I'm a fairly young guy. We're both fairly young guys. As a matter of fact, I've come to realize that if I learn from somebody 60 years old, they're saving me 40 years of my lifetime, right? So in four days, I can pick their brain and I can actually understand their 40 years worth of knowledge, right? That is very, very important. That's how you become financially wealthy, because you learn from the people who are successful at what they do. If you don't do that, then you're gonna have to struggle. You're gonna have to learn every mistake on your own. And that's not the fastest way to be wealthy.
I'm sure you work with people and you've met people that come that have some sort of reasoning to hold them back from investing.
Well, even the wealthy do, right? I work with a lot of wealthy people and I'm privileged because I get to learn from them. Usually they're entrepreneurs, people work, right? So I call a job journey of the broke. I'm sorry to say, you're not going to get rich, you're not going to get wealthy by just simply having a job. Unless you have a high income skill, you're just going to be average and mediocre. Get out there, make your move, right? What are you good at, right?
So
we determine what we're good at.
Define high income skill for those who don't know.
You have to have something that's truly unique, right? If your you know, desk mate is doing exactly what you're doing, you're probably not going to get rich, right? But as a matter of fact, it's okay to have that job, but make sure you have that passive wealth. Make sure you have alternative sources of income, right? Because, you know, I can carry on for that forever because I came from that realm. I'm sure we both did.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the wealthy people, they look for opportunities, right? They might not know everything. And as a matter of fact, the wealthy people don't know everything. They admit they don't know everything and they go find answers. And that is the difference between somebody wealthy and somebody who's broke.
I find that what regardless of what their reason to hold them back, if they just take one step, maybe one step a day, one step a week, there, and then they just don't take one step forward and take three steps back. Just take one step forward and stay there. And then the next day or the next week, take another step forward. Just outside of their comfort zone a little bit. If you ask somebody who's overweight, hey, I want you to be an Olympic lifter, it's not gonna happen. But if you say, hey, I want you to take a walk once a week or something like that. It's incremental. Incremental success breeds incremental. Hey, the passion cycle.
Right? Absolutely. Right? Absolutely. You got to love what you do.
Yeah.
You got to love what you do and you're going to get good at it.
So if they see the incremental achievements, they're going to want to take that next step, right?
Hey, man, at the end of the day, Gary, I agree. But it's all about results, right?
Yeah.
You know, people who are wealthy, they take action and they expect results. If you're not getting results, there's a reason. So I'm that type of guy who likes to run my 100 meter sprint, right? I wanna be really hardworking for a very short period of time, and that's gonna get me wealthy, right? The wealthy people aren't just like, oh, let me just go do a bit a day. I mean, I respect what you're saying.
Correct.
But that's not the key to wealth. People that are wealthy, they take serious action immediately. Massive action, and they do it for a short period of time, and then they plan. They figure out how they can reach their goal in a very short period of time. Okay, how do I achieve my $50,000 worth of passive income? How do I achieve my $1 million goal? We're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, what they need to do is take massive action
right
immediately.
Away.
Right? You can take, you know, your little walks and a little bit. Sure, it's going to help you with your income, but that's not going to create your massive wealth.
I actually shared this in another video. It's called How Billionaires and Millionaires Take Action. It was about Ready, Fire, Aim. Well, you can watch that video right over here. It's Ready, Fire, Aim is what I learned in growing up. And then in my business school, it's like, oh, ready, aim, fire. But then after I met with my mentor, It was just fire, 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 fire. It was no aim, nothing. It was just keep on firing. And then as you fire, you're going to hit the target and you're going to aim automatically.
You're going to get better and better.
Correct.
Right? Nobody achieves anything until they take action. And it doesn't happen overnight. But you have to take those serious, massive decisions to become wealthy. Right? And don't be lazy. Lazy, you're not going to get rich. Accept it. Or choose to accept that you're going to be broke. That's okay too. Right? It's your choice. But make sure that you understand the choice that you're making right now, are you going to lead you to massive wealth?
The consequences as well.
Absolutely. Or the lack of action.
Correct, correct. So the fear is the disease. And what's the antidote? I would say action.
Absolutely action. Action. Right? Stumble forward. Just make sure you keep stumbling forward.
You will fall down. It's all about how many times you get up.
It's all about how fast you can get up.
Yes.
It's not how many times, it's how fast you get up, right?
That's right.
When there's an economic collapse, it's the fastest people. You realize when there's an economic collapse, that's when people make the most money. When the real estate takes a big tumble, that's when most people make their billions in real estate, right? That is value investing. That is what I fundamentally base my business on. I look for things that are struggling. I look for things that are down. I don't look for everything that's up. If I buy everything that's on is up, sure, there's momentum. But at the same time, that's not going to create my massive wealth.
Yeah. So that's great. That's great. So, hey, what are you guys struggling with? What are the voices in your head that's telling you, holding you back? Hey, make sure you comment in the comment section below. Yeah, comment right now. And if you're struggling with certain stuff and you need somebody to kick your butt, we'll help you with that. So if you found value, make sure you subscribe and comment below, like I said, and stay tuned for more of this.
Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.